What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout, and happy holidays to you. We're a podcast, and you can subscribe to us, produced at WBGO 88.3 FM. All of our shows are archived on our homepage at checkoutjazz.org. I'm Simon Rettner. In annual checkout tradition, we like to pinpoint some innovative takes on the holiday canon, and this time with a brand new recording that was just put out by the singer Martina da Silva. You might know her from the Ladybugs, and the virtuosic bassist Dan Chmielewski. What you're listening to right now is a track from their new recording, A Very Chmietina Christmas, featuring the vibraphonist Joel Ross. My Favorite Things. And some of my favorite things during the holiday time period is to ask how others like to celebrate the season. In Martina da Silva's case, how do Brazilians celebrate Christmas? Specifically, Brazilian Americans. Her father was born in Rio de Janeiro. And also, she picks out a unique version of Greensleeves that was once sang by Beverly Kenny in the mid-50s that you definitely want to hear. I'll know my love. And I have to mention making the cheese of that pop band Wham, that's right, George Michael, and his composition Last Christmas, and bringing a kind of Baroque sensibility to it. All of that coming your way in today's holiday special edition of The Checkout, and thanks for checking in. Haven't we met before? Happy holidays. Brings me great pleasure to welcome a prodigal duo, I understand. Two prodigies. We got Martina da Silva on vocals. You might know her work from the Ladybugs. Definitely an exciting band that brings cheer all season long. And also the bassist on, or should I say double bassist, mad respect to Dan Chmielewski, and they are exploring the holiday tradition, but reinvigorating it in innovative ways, as you'll hear. Take it away, guys.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of your faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star up on the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Beautiful, guys.
Thank you.
We know you're from Brazil, Martina da Silva.
Well, I'm half Brazilian. I grew up in New York City.
Okay.
In Manhattan. But my
you
dad's
follow Portuguese?
Follow Portuguese.
Tudo bem?
Muito bem. But yeah, my dad's from Brazil, and I have a Brazilian passport, so I am Brazilian legally.
Oh, awesome. And Dan, where are you from?
So I grew up just outside of Chicago in the northern suburbs, a little town called Glenview. And yeah, I moved here in 2012 in New York. Yeah.
Excellent. And so sincerely, this is a sincere question. Are you both prodigies? Were you guys identified at an early age of having supreme musical talent?
I started the bass at age 3, actually. Yeah, and it was a little smaller, as you can imagine. It was actually a half-sized cello with bass guitar strings. But the Christmas time always reminds me of starting the bass and my adventure with the bass, because I actually asked for one for Christmas. And when I was two, I saw Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and saw King Friday the 13th playing the bass on TV. My dad also had a computer program called Microsoft Musical Instruments, where you could go through the orchestra and play a little sound clip from every instrument. And I just fell in love with the bass. It was like a, you know, a kid's program, but totally just fell in love with it, and ended up with a half-sized cello strung with bass guitar strings. And that was how I got my start.
That's a cute story. I didn't really know about the computer program. That's very cute. I've been singing my whole life. I did musical theater as a child. And then I went to LaGuardia High School for the Arts, and I studied classical music there.
Class of what?
Class of 2009.
Anyone else famous in that class?
There's a great trombone player named Joshua Holcomb, who has a band called Lucky Chops. He's my husband, too.
Oh, high school sweethearts.
Well, we didn't date in high school, so we're not high school sweethearts, but I guess you could say that. Also, Zach and Adam O'Farrell.
Of course.
Joanna Sternberg, great bass player and singer-songwriter. Everyone I mentioned, we all performed in this room in high school for, I think it was April 2009, the big band came, so.
Oh, right, memories for one of the jam sessions. The Jazz Appreciation Month annual tradition here at WBGO, where we highlight some of the best jazz programs worldwide, really. I understand the next song you're about to play for us is celebrated heavily in the jazz tradition in many ways. So why don't you share that with us?
I'll know my love by the way he walks, by his gentle voice and the way he talks. He'll smile at me and I'll know it's he. And I'll say, haven't we met before? I'll know my love on a crowded street as we meet in dreams. That is how we'll meet. If fate is kind, my true love I'll find, and I'll make him mine evermore. I'll know my love by the way he walks, by his gentle voice and the way he talks. He'll smile at me and I'll know it's he. And I'll say, haven't we met before? I'll know my love on a crowded street as we meet in dreams. That is how we'll meet. If fate is kind, my true love I'll find. And I'll make him mine evermore.
Martina da Silva, Dan Chmielinski in our WBGO studio on the checkout on this holiday special. What are your favorite versions of Greensleeves, not John Coltrane?
Beverly Kenny, great vocalist, recorded this on an album with Johnny Smith. It's called Beverly Kenny Sings for Johnny Smith. And they do this song with these lyrics, I'll Know My Love instead of Greensleeves. And I really like it because you can sing it all year.
It's right? Exactly.
Martina actually introduced me to the same recording, and I have to concur that's probably my favorite at this point, just because the lyrics are so haunting. The first time I think we sang it was in a house concert, right?
Yeah,
so Martina and I met maybe like 2014, but we really didn't start playing together till probably 2015 when we did a house concert, and it was around the holiday season, and she was like, "Do you know Green Sleeves?" And I was like, "Yeah." And we started playing it, and she started singing those lyrics.
That is how we'll meet. If fate is kind, my true love I'll find, and I'll make him mine evermore.
And I was like, that's not the, you know, because I just, you know, in my head, you know, what child is this, or the green sleeves, it's just like, you know, for me, I was like, this is beautiful. This is just a stunning verse. We have to do this. And that's actually where that arrangement spawned from. We actually did kind of that counterpoint thing at the house party. And so when it was time to do this record, we were like, well, we have to include that one for sure.
Can you break down one of those haunting lyrics for us? Like, what is it about it?
It's called "I'll Know My Love." And it's about feeling someone's presence before you meet them, and kind of the idea of a soulmate, right? And feeling love and connection even before it happens.
And when you guys met at that house party for the first time, did you guys immediately know you were musical soulmates?
Well, actually, I'll say with that song, it was the first time we'd played it. It was the first time I'd ever performed it. I had just found the recording. And I remember thinking in my head, I didn't say this out loud, but thinking, I want to go a little baroque with this. So I tried to sing a line that sounded like that could have a contrapuntal line. And he immediately just started doing it. And I didn't give very much information. You knew to play it straight and not swung, right? And I realized that night that we were very much on the same page.
The next tune you're taking from your father's homeland. Where is your father from specifically in Brazil?
From Rio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what's this next song we're about to hear?
This next song is called Presente de Natal, and it's by Nelson Noronha. But I heard a recording of João Gilberto doing it.
Ooh.
And
is it out there?
Yes.
Can we hear a little bit of that?
Yeah.
Papai Noel me deu um bom presente de Natal. Você embrulhadinha num papel monumental.
And we're going to welcome up a friend, incredible guitar player who we've both been friends with for a really long time. This is Alex Wentz. La da 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 da. Papai Noel me deu um bom presente de Natal. Você embrulhadinha num papel monumental.
How do you say this again?
Presente de Natal.
Beautiful. Alex Wentz making a guest guitarist appearance. The tall task of trying to replicate João Gilberto. Alex, were you freaking out before the gig?
you know, if, when it comes to stuff like that, all you can do is just trust in your own abilities to just make something happen, you know. Of course, João is such an amazing guitarist, both in terms of accompanying himself and just this amazing rhythm, propulsive rhythm of everything. And I can't be João Gilberto. I'm not from Brazil. I'm from New Jersey. But what I can do is listen to the recordings of people like that and try to match it and try to come up with a way that, you know, I can create that sort of vibe.
He created the João vibe, but also brought the Alex vibe. So,
there it is. The classic bossa nova recordings by João Gilberto. If you haven't exhaustively listened to that material, I highly recommend it. Let's go to Brazil for a second, because Alex, I know last time you were here, you were playing with Etienne Charles, and we were getting different kind of island
vibes,
an island Christmas understanding. Martina da Silva, so we understand your father was born in Rio de Janeiro. How do Brazilians celebrate Christmas?
Well, I can tell you how Brazilian Americans celebrate Christmas. And what we do in my family is we sometimes go to a midnight mass or morning mass. And then
that's a Brazilian tradition, by the way.
That's definitely a Brazilian tradition. Then we'll go to my mother's house and she will make coffee and cookies and we'll play Brazilian music. My parents are both really into pagode. My mom has a lot of percussive instruments, so I have videos from last year, everyone just playing all the different instruments. And my husband plays pandeiro, so we were just kind of jamming out and drinking coffee. And then we go to a churrascaria for dinner, and that's a Brazilian steakhouse where there's a salad bar, and they come out with meat on skewers, and they just cut it onto your plate, and you just have unlimited meat.
Recurring meat coming to your table.
I've actually, for most of my life, have not eaten meat, so I don't eat the meat, but I still enjoy the caipirinhas.
I understand that in Brazil, the gift bringer comes in the form of Papai Noel.
Of course. Papai Noel, Father Christmas, Santa Claus. To go back to the lyrics of this song, Presente de Natal, the singer sings about Santa. Santa bought me a great Christmas present. It was you wrapped up in an enormous piece of paper. And, you know, Papai Noel, he still comes to my house every year. No, I'm sorry.
Let's get back to the music. Mr. Grinch. Our guest guitarist, Alex Wentz.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You have termites in your smile. Your heart's a dead tomato splashed with moldy purple bile. Your soul's a dreadful dump heap full of great big bags so vile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given a choice between the two of you, I take the seasick crocodile.
A mean one, Mr. Grinch, a very Shimitina Christmas, Martina da Silva and Dan Shimaliski, with special guest appearance by Alex Wentz. And we're so happy and joyous to have them in our studio. Your sound is obviously so pristine and beautiful and tonally correct. But Martina, you got that rasp. You got that grit in your voice, and we love it.
Thank you. I was just trying to channel the Grinch.
Is that something that you practice, you know, as a vocalist?
You know, I don't practice it. It just kind of happens. I just started doing it a few years ago. A friend of mine likes to call it my distortion pedal. Yes.
Your distortion pedal. I love it. I assume this next song we're about to hear is not Prince.
No. So this next song is called Diamonds and Pearls. When Dan and I were getting together to arrange the music and choose what songs we wanted to record, Dan said, Martina, we got to have an original. And I said, well, like, I don't know what we should have a Christmas song about. And Dan said, we came up with a bunch of ideas, and Dan had this idea. What about a song about giving someone music as a gift instead of a material thing? So I decided to give it a shot. At the time, I was watching Sex and the City, great TV show. There's a character named Samantha who is dating this guy who's very wealthy and gives her lots of very lavish gifts, which she appreciates. But he can't say I love you to her. You know, I felt her pain. I was kind of inspired by that. I was also inspired by J-Lo's song, My Love Don't Cost a Thing. And you got to take inspiration from all sorts of places,
course.
Right? So then I wrote this song. Dan named it Diamonds and Pearls.
Diamonds and pearls may thrill certain girls, but given to me, leave me cold as the air in December. Decking me up in ice will never suffice. There's no price for what I'm wishing for this Christmas. Lover, give me something true, if not three little words. A serenade will do. Lover, sing me a song this Christmas Eve. Something simple, don't bring violin. I just need you there when the music begins. Just you, lover, singing a song this Christmas Eve. You have everything under the sun. Jewels are easy for you, fancy dinners for two, you give them to everyone. What I need is something rare to know you care for me like I do for you, lover. It's just you and I by the
the tree and the fire, warm with your lullaby. Give me your heart, sing me a song this Christmas Eve.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you write most of your songs that you sing for the Ladybugs?
No. This is actually the first original song that I've released. I've been writing songs for years. I'm new to writing lyrics, but I will be releasing more music soon.
That's exciting. I think we understand you're both basically come from Catholic backgrounds. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And so we have the Lone Wolf. Alex Wintz.
Well, yes, I come from the tribe of the composers of most of this Christmas music.
You knew exactly where I was going.
Yeah, I mean, how could I not? How could I not? Yeah.
I mean, famously, Irving Berlin, White Christmas.
Of course.
What are some of your other favorite composers from the Jewish landscape?
Was Mel Torme Jewish? I don't think so. He's Jewish? Oh, okay. There you go. Mel Torme, Chestnuts. There we go. The Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I think that we've all had our share of holiday gigs, and there's a very famous holiday fake book where, it's all the Christmas songs, if you're in a pinch and you have to play only holiday music. I can't think of any offhand, but I do remember going through those pages and seeing a lot of last names similar to mine on it. The thing about Christmas in America is that it can be religious, but it's very much more about, family celebrating together. I think that's something that any denomination can get behind. In fact, when my family, so I was born in California, and my parents are from LA, but when I was 2, we moved to Brewster, New York in 1990. I think we were some of the only Jewish people in the area at that point. And so, we started celebrating Christmas just for fun, too, because I didn't want to feel left out in school and stuff like that. And, we had a Christmas tree growing up. And then I remember one day I said, why do we celebrate Christmas? And my parents said, okay, well, that's it. Yeah. My wife is, her family is Italian-American, and Christmas has meant something different to me now that I've celebrated Christmas with them for the last 3 or 4 years. And a really fun tradition that they do is when we get up on Christmas Eve, which is the big day if you're Italian, more so than Christmas Day, we make gnocchi. And wow. I learned how to make gnocchi. There's all these traditions that can come out of celebrating the holidays that it doesn't matter what denomination you are.
Well, I guess we're going to end with George Michael, huh?
Yeah.
And Wham. I understand. And yes, we are talking about the pop singer George Michael. Apparently, he wrote Last Christmas when he was a child in his bedroom.
Much to the chagrin of my close friend's family girlfriend, this is my favorite Christmas song, and I don't know why. It's so cheesy, but I'm very into synthesizers as well, and it's a very synth-heavy.
Wait, you're into synthesizers?
Oh yeah, this is a
with
whole
the double
different...
bass. Do you play them?
I do. Yeah, I collect synthesizers and actually have a synthesizer band called Circuit Kisser. Look us up, but shameless plug. But that whole song was actually created on a synthesizer called the Roland Juno 106, kind of a very classic, one of my favorites. And that kind of opened my ears to it. And I had a very close friend, his name's Anthony, who was like, "This song's incredible," and it is. It just makes me feel good, and I'm like, "We have to do this song," and we tried to de-cheesify it a little bit, and it came pretty naturally to us. I started playing a bass line, and it just felt right to kind of do it in a way that paid homage to the original, but is not really straying too far away from it. So, this was my suggestion, and it worked out really well, and we're really excited. It's the single, and we shot a very cool music video for it. And everybody I tell, even all the guests, they were all like, "You're really gonna do this song?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're gonna do it." Duo, bass and vocal, but we have a lot of fun doing it.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year and it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up in Sandy, with a note saying I love you and I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, but if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special. Do da do, do da 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 da. Crowded room, friends with tired eyes. I'm hiding from you in your sort of eyes. My girl thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. Face on a lover with a fire in his heart, man undercover, but you tore me apart. Now I found a real love. You'll never, ever, ever, ever fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Da-do-da-do-do. Da-do-da-do-do. Da-do-da-do-da-do.
And we hope you have yourself a merry little Christmas. That's what you're listening to right now from Martina Da Silva, Dan Shimaliski, A Very Shimmy Tina Christmas, now available right here. You're hearing them with the saxophonist Lucas Pino. And we shot videos of this session, and we want you to watch them. So go to our website right now, check out jazz.org, and download the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Give us a review on the podcast. Tell us what shows you liked in the last year, and your feedback is always welcome. And make sure to follow us on social media. The Checkout has a Facebook page, at Checkout Jazz on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. Martina Da Silva and Dan Shimaliski produce their own thoughtful and warm videos of this material. Go find them on YouTube and watch it. From everybody at WBGO, from me, happy holidays. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.